Sex life, how our sexual experiences define who we are. Written and read by Pamela Stevenson Connolly, PhD. This book is dedicated to sexologists and campaigners who fight for sexual rights. Declaration of Sexual Rights. Sexual rights are fundamental and universal human rights. A Declaration of Sexual Rights was developed at the 13th World Congress of Sexology in Valencia in 1997. In 1999, the version I'm about to read was adopted at the 14th World Congress of Sexology in Hong Kong. Sexuality is an integral part of the personality of every human being. Its full development depends upon the satisfaction of basic human needs, such as the desire for contact, intimacy, emotional expression, pleasure, tenderness, and love. Sexuality is constructed through the interaction between the individual and social structures. Full development of sexuality is essential for individual, interpersonal, and societal well-being. Sexual rights are universal human rights based on the inherent freedom, dignity, and equality of all human beings. Since health is a fundamental human right, so must sexual health be a basic human right. In order to assure that human beings and societies develop healthy sexuality, the following sexual rights must be recognized, promoted, respected, and defended by all societies through all means. Sexual health is the result of an environment that recognizes, respects, and exercises these sexual rights. Number 1.